Thank you. I hope I've got some slides coming up. So, how did that reading start? It said, "Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything?" And it said, "God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense," and you have to have pretty good eyesight to be able to read that. God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense. So we need actions as well as talk. Michelle, I told you I was going to do Simon Says, didn't I? Okay. I might do. Okay, well, we're definitely going to do Simon Says. Who knows how to play Simon Says? Okay, a few of you. That's the children. Okay, adults, Simon Says. Brilliant. Simon Says to do something. Simon Says, put your hand up in the air. Brilliant. Have we got most people? If you can do this, do this. Simon Says, put your hand up in the air. Put your hand down. Okay, Simon didn't say do that. Well done. Nick's following the instructions. Okay, Simon Says, put your hand down. Okay, so we get the idea roughly, do we? There will be a bit of standing up and a bit of jumping. If you're not up to that, you don't have to do that, but do the bits you can do, all right? Okay? I won't be doing the jumping either, so don't worry. So, Simon says, touch your head. Simon says, touch your ears. Simon says, touch your nose. Touch your knees. Hopefully you're still all touching your nose, although there's some people who are watching, have pointed, because you got it wrong. Don't worry, don't worry. Okay, Simon says tap your nose. Simon says tap your ears. Simon says stand up. Simon says turn around. Simon says sit down. Brilliant, we all managed that without falling down, nearly. Anyway, nearly. Let's just do another one. Simon says close your eyes. Simon says tap your head. Simon says, rub your tummy. Some of those are all just impossible to do. Open your eyes. Hopefully most of you have still got your eyes shut. Simon says, open your eyes. Simon says, fold your arms nicely. Simon says, be really quiet. This is how we do it in school, just to make sure you listen. Okay, so thank you for following the instructions. You can all have your eyes open now. You don't have to go to sleep for the next bit. The point of the game, really, is to have a bit of fun. Now, despite what some people in the congregation would think, the point of the game is to have fun, not necessarily to win. And there's no way we could have had just a little bit of fun then if you lot didn't follow those instructions. If you'd all not bothered to put your hand in the air, not bothered to close your eyes, not bothered to stand up and turn around and sit down, if you'd all just remained there seated thinking she's lost it, she probably has, then it just wouldn't really have been a game. It wouldn't have had much fun in it. There needed to be some actions, didn't there? There needed to be actions by all of you, not just words. And that reading from James and some of the themes we've thought about already, some of the songs we've already thought about today, is the same thing. If we say we are a Christian, then what we do, our actions, need to prove that we love Jesus. People need to see from those actions and those attitudes that we are followers of Jesus. Being a Christian is more than just right words. We've heard some of those words this morning as we've declared our belief and trust, as Messiah's family have said that they will help him to grow in the Christian faith. We've heard some of those words. If you can go on with some of the slides, I think we should come to the one from Matthew's Gospel. So if we can have the next one. Action. We've just done that. Next one. Simon says, we've done that. Brilliant. Next one. Actions speak louder than words. Thank you. And I think the next one will be Matthew's Gospel one. Yeah. Jesus tells us some of the actions that we need to do in Matthew's Gospel. And Matthew 25, he tells us the sorts of things we should do. So if somebody's hungry, we should... Now, this, remember this sign earlier on? It's because I can't hear you. If somebody's hungry, we should... Feed them, that's right. If somebody's thirsty, what should we do? Give them something to drink. If somebody's a stranger, what should we do? Befriend them. Brilliant. If somebody needs clothes, somebody's sick, and if somebody's in prison, we should. These are the sorts of things that Jesus has told us to do to show our Christian love in action. And so we can all be physically, perhaps not physically involved with each of those situations or each of those individuals, but we can do things to make sure that we are showing our Christian love in action. And it can be giving money to organisations, it can be contacting authorities to petition for justice. It can be lots of things, but action is required. Thank you. If we can have the next slide. Jesus doesn't ask us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do. On the night just before he was crucified, just before supper with the disciples, he knelt down and he did the lowliest job possible in washing their dirty, dusty feet. A job only slaves did. And Jesus did this even for Judas, who betrayed him. Jesus' actions demonstrated his amazing love for each one of us. So this coming week, are we willing to show our love for Jesus, not just through the words we say, but through our actions as well? What do my actions say about my faith? What do your actions say about your faith? How are we going to show our love for Jesus this week in actions? Amen.